Hello, Aries, Sun, and Rising Signs. Welcome to your July overview. So in this audioscope, I'm really focusing in, honing in on the big picture things going on. I feel like the little interactions, if you follow along Instagram, I can kind of keep you up to date on the little day-to-day details. But stepping into a month, I want to give you just kind of like the broad picture, the landscape of what you're stepping into. So there are three things I really hone in on, and that is the solar lunar rhythm, so the season that the sun is in and how that's affecting you. And then the moon is showing oppositely where the sun is kind of showing where we're stretching and reaching. The moon is showing where we're deepening. So the new moon kind of relates to the solar season, and the full moon relates to that lunar quality of deepening into something. And then I will talk about Mars, who is your ruler, and what he's up to, which is a little bit more about your archetypal energy and how that is currently developing. So jumping into July, we're already sort of in the thick of what's called eclipse season. And that is when there are new and full moons on the nodes of the moon. So the nodes of the moon are currently in Cancer and Capricorn. And that is where the new moon and full moon will hit this month. And they kind of bring in a time of great change. The eclipse that's hitting the north node, which will this round of eclipse season will be the new moon, is going to hit the north node, and the full moon will hit the south node. So let's start with the new moon. That's going to come first right away on the second, the afternoon of the second, which is a Tuesday. The new moon eclipse, or the solar eclipse in Cancer, is going to be in your fourth house, and the north node where this eclipse is happening is indicating that there are things that are coming full circle in a very long term, like a 19-year circle of either closure or having come from closure into a new beginning. And Cancer has to do with our nurturing quality, our ability to find depth and roots in life. So home and family kind of fall under that position, but security does as well. And this is falling in your fourth house, which has those same connotations. The fourth house is the roots of your chart, home, family, security. So these are big things, probably going through shifts or where you're feeling some pressure in your life. And what I can say here is because this north node is about halfway through Cancer, some of you may create new moon seeds. So a solar eclipse is always a new moon, and new moons are when we make intentions. So we're kind of creating this seed or container to place new intentions into here. And so half of you, these will come in the form of really opening up to new tiny baby roots in your lives, finding a whole new sense of anchoring or a new way of feeling a sense of family or place or security in life. And half of you may feel more a little bit untethered or unanchored or exhausted by something. And this may indicate that you have seeds in your Cancer and fourth house energy this year of needing to still release some things over the next year. And this can bring a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of chaos, but it's a step that has to be pushed through in order to get to that new resilient point of passion. So for some of you, new impulses, new life, new things being felt, and for some of you, some potential exhaustion and some things that you're needing to work on around letting go, around healing, around surrendering. Again, sort of in the roots of your life. So moving on to the full moon, which will be on the 16th, which will be in the opposite sign from Cancer of Capricorn. And so where, you know, these signs always have polar resonance. They always, each sign has a polar sign and a polar energy. So where Cancer was the roots of our life, Capricorn is our reach. So it's our outer world security. And a full moon has similar connotation to Cancer season. So even though Cancer season and the new moon was where we were kind of reaching, it was around the quality of our depth and our soul and our roots. Oppositely, Capricorn, that's the reach, is having a full moon, which is about nurturing and finding more depth in that reach. So it's a time when you can feel a little bit of insecurity due to, it's sort of like our soils for that particular area of our chart and sign. And for you, this is your 10th house of career and outer world reach, security through authority in the world, is coming up towards a fertile, maturing, fruitful time. But intuitively, it's not something that you know with big evidence out in the world, but it's like intuitively you can sense that you're about to hold greater fruits and greater weight and maturity in this area. And that sense that comes on to trigger that you need to get ready for that is insecurity. And that's just telling you that you need to deepen something, to nurture something more privately. So there may be things around career that you feel a little bit sensitive about or a little bit insecure about this month, especially around the 16th at that lunar eclipse. And that's a note that it's time to deepen and nurture something a little bit more privately about your outer world and position in the world kind of energy. To add on to this, so that's just kind of going over a basic full moon, but this full moon is an eclipse and it's on the south node. So there's a little bit more to encompass here. And south node eclipses are showing us where we've had in this long-term 19-year cycle that signs go through. For Capricorn and your 10th house of career and reach, it's gone through about 9 years. It's at a halfway point of having a lot of time for self-development and ripening something about yourself here. And this is now being pushed out into the world where you then have to compromise, cooperate. And this point especially has a lot to do with facing a little bit of karma around what you initiated and what you've developed and grown. A little bit of weighing and measuring by the outer world, which can feel triggering. And also coming into relationship. So there might be something really important around relationship and your position in the world. And this is just a sign that you are kind of pushing something that's very fruitful and ripe about yourself that if you don't use, it will just wither away out into the world to be exchanged upon. And that initial point is more about these one-on-one interactions about relationship and exchanges. And it's our first point of feeling a little bit of vulnerability around how the world sees our harvest, what we've grown. And, you know, sometimes it's seen in ways we didn't intend, which can be good and bad. It just is going to depend on each of your own charts, how that feels. A lot of times this can initiate as a sense of conflict, because you've had 9 years of a lot of control over your own development here, and all of a sudden there's this outer world and exchange energy happening, you're being asked to kind of loosen your grip on the reins and to compromise a little more and cooperate and find some harmonizing energy. So the key word here is to move from, if there is conflict, it doesn't necessarily have to bring conflict, but if there's some conflict, this is asking you to find harmonizing energy, to find the people and the scenarios and the partnering where there can be equal give and take, where you're going to need to compromise a little bit, so will whatever is trying to harmonize with you. So both sides of an equation, when you're coming into this sort of initial point of entering the bigger world with what you're doing in the world, needs a little bit of harmonizing work to sort of match with what the outer world wants versus what you have. Okay, so there's a lot to encompass with that full moon lunar eclipse. We also, at the very last day of the month, we also have another new moon, and this is not under the eclipse umbrella, so it's going to feel like things will feel a lot easier around this one, I believe. The 31st will be the Leo new moon, and this is the energy of your fifth house and around leadership and creativity and your sense of presence and command. And there's something that is putting some pressure on this, where in one regard you feel solid and able to uphold some responsibility here, but on the other hand, this is sort of that pressure is giving you urges to dream and make new intentions, so new seeds of intention for the next kind of circle around the sun for this particular area of your chart. So you may feel some accomplishment coming on around leadership and command around the very, very end of the month, but also some new wishes and dreams and goals that you start to feel around how you want to step into your spotlight and your sense of presence in the world. And Leo is in a phase that's very resilient and very brave and bold, but also a little bit naive. It has this energy at the moment this year of sort of pushing into things with a lot of clarity and a lot of passion, but there's a little bit of naivety around it because it's in a very fresh stage. It went through its north node eclipses last summer and the summer prior to that as well. So it's in a very early stage in its long-term journey, which sort of makes it that baby that everyone wants to look at that's so beautiful and cute and but also malleable. So there's this thing around it where it's going to keep on getting up and trying to walk, but it's going to fall a lot. So you may experience that in regard to leadership and your sense of style and presence. What are you trying to feel creative for in the world? You're probably still kind of testing and feeling passionate about a few things, but not everything's sort of catching, and that's okay. This is just about a passion time. So intentions here can be very free to just express whatever feels impulsive, and it's just about trying things, I believe. Okay, so moving on. So that's where you're sort of deepening and stretching. You have two reaching or stretching areas, so the 2nd and the 31st, in your 10th or in your 4th house of roots and home and family, and then at the very end of the month around your creative presence, and then middle of the month on the 16th, it's some deepening around career and finding a little bit more soulfulness around that, but a little bit of triggering too with that eclipse element. Okay, so that solar lunar, that's sort of where your chart is being stretched and harmonized and balanced in terms of deepening and reaching. We also move over to Mars. We want to check out what Mars is doing because this is your personal planetary ruler. He holds a little bit more about your archetype and your personal journey and development as a person. And this month, Mars is in a very lovely phase. When I'm looking at his sort of synodic phase with the Earth, he's in sort of a new phase, which gives him a lot of energy around wanting to mold and shape life. So you may feel this new urge to kind of really give some form and function to your life, which brings with it a lot of kind of embodied creativity, which is a lovely, you know, this is a time to really connect to your senses, to connect to what you value, how you value your voice. And then this is all happening. Mars moves into Leo on the 1st of the month to stay in that sign of Leo and your fifth house that holds Leo all month. So first through the 31st, you've got this Mars in a second phase in your fifth house. So I kind of went over what that second phase is, but the Leo in fifth house, in addition to that molding and shaping and sensual embodied energy, there's also this element of wanting to really feel what your command and presence is in life. And having just stepped out of your fourth house, you're probably coming from a time where you've had a lot of focus on the security of the foundations of your life. So he has been in the area of Cancer, which is where the sun is that we've sort of talked about. So part of you is stepping out of that vulnerability and that need to deepen and be focused and concerned about security. You've kind of really nurtured something about that for yourself in terms of your archetypal energy. And now is the time to kind of feel the strength you've gained. You've deepened something about yourself, and now you're ready to really hold some presence in the world. So that combined, that creative presence, leadership, playful energy combined with a second phase of molding and form and function feels really beautiful to me. I think it's like a really, really creative month. So definitely dive into all the creative things you want to get your hands on, really express yourself, speak up, use your voice, step into your greatest sense of command and ability to be in the spotlight. So those are the three big, that's kind of like the big overview, the environment you are stepping into. So we have the parts of your chart that are being harmonized. For the most part, this is around your outer world and private life security. And then as your personal develops, sort of separate from that harmonizing, that reaching and deepening that's going on personally, you have a lot of creative energy. So, you know, everyone is going to feel some shifts with eclipse season this month. The best thing you can do is to just really nurture yourself, be patient. But definitely, even if there's shifts that make you feel uncertain or that are triggering, kind of lean into that Mars in the fifth house in second phase. So that real creative energy around you. And I will be back August 1st with your August big overview. Thanks.